Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Timber Living Log Cabins. For your perfect workspace, living space or hideaway, timberliving.ie.
Now, let's check back in with Paris for a few minutes, where, of course, Ireland will face their destiny again tonight against New Zealand at 8 o'clock. Bren Pope, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Brendan. How are you?
I'm good. Where are you and how is the atmosphere now?
The atmosphere is incredible. I'm just it's trains, planes and automobiles to get over here. So we just got off a train from Brussels coming in the back way and we just arrived in Paris now with a sea of green supporters. Not many New Zealand supporters, but a hell of a lot of Irish supporters.
Okay. Listen, Brent, it's an interesting dynamic going into this one, isn't it? Ireland favourites, the All Blacks kind of underdogs here.
Yeah, that's probably where they want to be honest, because the feeling back in New Zealand, I've done a bit of media work this week, is they've never been in this position before, because it's always been them that's coming to World Cups, one of the favourites or the favourites for this game. So suddenly the favouritism at all is in Ireland's way, and I think that's the way most New Zealanders see it. The danger in that, of course, is that New Zealand are backed into a corner. If they go out at the quarterfinal, having lost the pool match, it'll be their worst performance at any World Cup, with their worst coach and their worst captain. That's the way I see it. So a lot of pressure on New Zealand to kick back and say get a win against the Irish, because they've been smarting for this game since the Ireland went out and beat them on their own home patch last year. So, I mean, a lot to play for. On the other side of it is the psyche with Ireland, thinking if they go behind in this game, do the thoughts of the past haunt them in the sense, oh, my, we're going to go out again at another quarterfinal stage. So this game is really gearing up to be one of the games over the last few years, certainly this World Cup.
Okay, and we have seen this extraordinary relaxed confidence about the Irish squad, but you think underneath that, like, there is kind of trauma and nerves about this occasion, yeah?
Well, interesting enough, I watched a documentary the other night with Richie McCaw, the great New Zealand captain, and Thierry Dussopoir, the great French captain, and they said, despite what people say, you can't put the past completely behind you in a game. And especially at halftime, if the Irish are behind, you know, it's only natural they're going to start thinking, oh, you know, is this another quarterfinal exit? But if Ireland get on top in the first 10 or 20 minutes, will be crucial. If they get on top, then the seeds of doubt will all be with New Zealand. New Zealand will think we haven't beaten Ireland for the last few years or whatever on a regular basis. So it's whoever who starts. I think whoever who starts the game well, if New Zealand conversely got on top in the first 10 minutes, maybe two scores ahead, then Ireland might suffer a bit psychologically. On the other hand, if Ireland start well and get ahead of the All Blacks, then they might suffer. So it's that close. It'll go down to the wire, but I think that Ireland will do it. You know, I'm not just saying that because I'm over here as an Irish supporter, but I just think they'll do it. It's their time, I think, Brendan.
Yeah, yeah. Is it going to help us that Mark Talia has been left off the team? What do you make of that?
Well, there's talk about what he did and a breach of protocol, so I think it's probably something to do with the talk about that he arrived late or something back in one night, but I don't think it's to do with that. It's got to be something more than that, you would think, because, I mean, otherwise they would just say, look, if you missed a taxi somewhere or something, fine, if that's what it was. So I don't know whether that galvanises them together or it's a bit of a disruption. I'd have to say that the player that replaced him, Lesa Fainuku, is a big unit. He's about 6'3", 6'4". He's about 107 or 8 kg. So they'll look to launch him down Mac Hansen's lane. But he's not quite as good in the air as Talia. So, yes, it depends on how the game goes and depends on how they use him. I don't see that being a kind of a major impact either way. Same as I don't think Joe Schmidt's insider knowledge is going to play a big part in this game. I think this Irish team has moved on since the last 4 years. They've got a fabulous coach. They're in rude good health. So it's a case of if not now, when for the Irish. I think that they've come into this World Cup as the favourites, deservedly so. They beat South Africa. They hammered Scotland. So, you know, it's theirs to lose the way I see it.
Okay. So, Brent, your prediction for tonight?
My prediction is Ireland by 7 points. I'm saying 20. I think there'll be a few tries in the match. I think it'll be a great match, but I think Ireland will run out winners, say, 26-19 or somewhere around that.
Okay, Brent Pope, enjoy the game. Thanks for that.
I may be wrong.
Maybe we'll catch up tomorrow and hopefully I won't be telling you were wrong. Okay, so Ireland playing New Zealand, 8 p.m. Stade de France tonight, and you can listen in live on Radio 1.